As you won the competition of best sommelier in 1978, what it takes to become the best sommelier of the world for that year?
How I became, or
yeah, how what it takes? What do you need for that? What actually? What do you think made you to win?
Well, different. I think there is not only one thing mm-hmm. that. Mainly, I wanted to win it.
Ah, very good. Desire to win.
I said it years before. I said, one day I want to win it.
So it was your goal.
Yes, and I did it. Okay, but how I did it? So I decided. I made a program of mm-hmm. myself. How to do it to win a competition. Mm-hmm. So I made this program on 3-4 years, and I started to study mm-hmm. by myself. And to do all steps that I thought they were important to win a competition. Mm-hmm. And it was quite hard, but I did it. Mm-hmm. Everything by myself.
Oh, that's good. So you really didn't have any guidance by someone?
No, nothing. Mm-hmm. Nowadays, all the sommeliers, they go to the competition, but they've been trained to go to the competition.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Now it's different. But I did everything by myself.
Yes.
So I went there. I was enjoying myself to be there, and then I won.
Where was it?
It was in Portugal.
In Portugal?
Yes.
Ah, that's great. So actually you need to really know, it's about really the wideness of your knowledge
about
wine.
Yes, it was about
wine.
Wines all over the world, wine tasting, other beverages. Coffee was not included at the time, but spirits, for example, other beverages. How to match food and wine, well, all service, all different tests, mm-hmm. different tests and practical tests.
Yes.